Marine biologists say El Niño has started to reveal itself with unusual sea creatures appearing along California's coasts, including California sea hares, an ink-squirting purple mollusk. Further inland in the state, there's a group trying to bring back another animal to California, although this one is a previous resident, the grizzly bear. At one time, there were more than 10,000 in California, but the last grizzly was shot in the state in 1924. But as Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, not everyone wants to bring them back.
The grizzly bear that roamed California less than 100 years ago didn't just call the heights of the Sierra Nevada home. Wildlife biologist Evan King and I are at the Cuya Oaks Reserve, just a few miles outside Visalia, a city of 130,000 people.
Areas where the native species of grizzly bear lived in California was on valley floors, coastal regions, grasslands, exactly where we're at.
The preserve is supposed to resemble what Central California looked like before humans introduced agriculture into the ecosystem. It's lined with oak trees, wild grapevines, and willow thickets. The gray fox and the great horned owl call it home. But before the California Department of Fish and Wildlife biologist and I could explore the preserve, he got a call.
We just received a phone call about a bear that was located near a school. We're going to go assess the situation, see if it's a candidate for relocation.
It was a black bear. The foothills around here make an excellent habitat for them. King invited me to tag along with him to the tiny community of Lemon Cove.
Let's go see what's going on.
When we arrived, the black bear was asleep in an oak tree on a small backyard farm with chickens, dogs, and vegetables. Game warden Brian Newell and another warden found the 150-pound bear after receiving multiple calls.
Underneath the tree here, they had a dog.
So
the bear obviously went up the tree right next to the dog.
I think he's just exhausted.
Because the black bear decided to hang out 500 feet from a school and near a major highway, King and his counterparts decided to relocate the bear. King gets his tranquilizer gun.
Hey, look at me over here.
Okay, I'm going to shoot.
Go ahead.
The tranquilizer takes a few minutes to put the animal to sleep. A moment later, the bear fell out of the tree.
He landed pretty good.
He landed really good.
King and his crew tagged the bear, blindfolded it, and strapped its feet together before hoisting it into the bed of his truck to relocate it. But just imagine if we trapped a grizzly bear. King says the largest grizzly caught in California weighed more than 2,000 pounds. Even a small grizzly can be 2 to 3 times the size of an average black bear.
In 1925, with 4.5 million people in the state, bears were having issues interacting with humans. Now, with 38 million people, the problems would be immense.
King says the bear's at the top of the food chain and knows it. But even still, the Center for Biological Diversity would like to see the grizzly introduced back into California. The group says there's 8,000 miles of uninhabited Sierra Nevada the bear could call home. Noah Greenwald is the endangered species director for the organization.
California has a lot of promise for grizzly bears. Let's be real about it. It's on the state flag. It's, you know, very iconic to the state, yet it actually hasn't been in California since 1924 was when the last one was shot.
The group submitted a petition in 2014 to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to bring the bears back. The idea was rejected. The department says they want to focus on non-extinct animals and recovery areas. The group is hoping to gather enough new signatures to appeal the rejection next year to the California Fish and Wildlife Commission.
I think it would be a substantial draw for people to come to California to see grizzly bears. And it's a dream of ours and people across California.
CDFW wildlife biologist Mark Kenyon likes the idea, but doesn't think the California of today can sustain the animal.
As far as grizzly bears concerned, while I think there might be places in certain areas, I'm not sure if our people are ready for it.
The big problem, Kenyon notes, is that grizzly bears have a home range of 200 miles. Bears would roam around the entire state. Kenyon says the grizzly wouldn't have a chance.
I believe they would come in search of food and resources, and that's going to put them right where we humans like to live. That's, in my opinion, a recipe for disaster.
The other issue is there are no living California grizzlies. A subspecies from another part of the country would have to be caught and then released in California. U.S. Forest Service grizzly bear biologist Chris Serving thinks the idea is bad altogether.
We don't have a lot of spare grizzly bears. Second of all, moving grizzly bears around is not a trivial matter. One has to understand that the place you're moving them to has sufficient space.
He also says there needs to be at least 200 grizzlies in California for a healthy population of the bears. Back in Tulare County, the crew and I have driven up near the Sequoia National Forest. The black bear we caught is waking up. They lift it out of the bed and cover it with a blanket.
This is going to be kind of a plop. One, two.
We wait about 20 minutes for the bear to come out of its slumber.
There he goes. He's going to do just fine. Be a little groggy for about an hour, but he's up and walking.
This is the second black bear king trapped in a week. And even though California may have some space for the grizzly, King and his colleagues aren't sure the modern-day citizens of the Golden State could coexist with the species for a second time. For Here and Now, I'm Ezra David Romero in Fresno.